Infusing wood smoke into Brussels sprouts. A favorite of the cabbage family, Brussels sprouts came to the United States via French immigration in the 18th century. They are dominantly grown in California and available June through January, making them a fall as well as holiday menu favorite. Smokin'Licious will take the flavors up a notch and smoke both whole and cup Brussels sprouts for two upcoming recipes. We'll do this on the gas grill, fit with wild cherry wood chunks to bring subtle smokiness to the finished sprouts. Purchase 3 pounds of Brussels sprouts and get 2 cherry single fillet chunks, and you're ready to fire up the grill and get smoking. The easy grill method. Bringing smoke flavor to Brussels sprouts is so easy. To start, gather about 3 pounds of Brussels sprouts, some cooking oil, I prefer a nut oil like walnut or almond, butter, and a heavy-duty skillet. Mine is cast iron. I've trimmed the ends on about half the sprouts, and for the other half, I've trimmed the ends and cut them in half. That's it. Fire up the grill and get ready for a quick method of adding great wood-fired flavor. It only takes a couple of pieces of wood chunk to bring fabulous flavor to the grill. I set up a cast iron pan on one side and place 2 cherry wood chunks on the heat shields of the far burner. Let the pan heat up for about 5 minutes, then pour in a couple of tablespoons of oil and allow to heat. Right before I add the Brussels sprouts, I add a couple of tablespoons of butter. In go the whole Brussels sprouts, and then the lid comes down. Leave untouched for about 5 minutes before turning. Flavor finish. As I have 2 recipes in mind, I'm cooking 2 batches of Brussels sprouts, 1 batch whole and 1 batch halved. After leaving for 5 minutes, I stir them to ensure that all surfaces are infused with wood flavor. I maintain a temperature of 350 to 375 degrees Fahrenheit, which will make this a quick cooking method. The first 5 minutes, the lid is down, but once stirred, you can finish the cooking with lid up. Remember, if you use cast iron, it will retain the heat, so you can turn the heat off on the grill and let the pan sit for about 5 minutes. After stirring a couple of times, both the whole and halved Brussels sprouts are ready in about 20 minutes' time. I simply remove them from the heat and bring them in to be added to my favorite recipes. I have 2 recipes I'll be working on: smoky Brussels sprout gratin and tortellini with lemon and smoked Brussels sprouts. These truly are the most flavorful Brussels sprouts, and for those of you thinking about a holiday meal with them, well, the grill will give you that extra oven room you need. Take advantage of the long harvest season and try these mini cabbages on your grill. Check in for our recipes soon so we can get you started on how to use your prized sprouts. Bringing you new methods of infusing wood-fired flavor into seasonal items, be sure to subscribe and follow us to gain great tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire.